probably a good way to get into this is to how a city fella developed an interest in art initially. Why an artist? You?
Yeah, well, I don't know why I'm an artist. I started when I was 16.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, I don't know. I tell you, it was very funny. Some people have different ideas. Someone said to me, you know, he said to me just the other day, as a matter of fact, he said, we heard you start to paint because your sister bought you a Christmas present, you know, a paint box. And I said, well, the paint box is okay. There was a paint box, but my older sister didn't buy me a Christmas present. I bought my older brother, a Christmas present when I was 15.
Yeah.
And I said, he liked to draw a little bit. As a matter of fact, he was very good. He was going to, at that time, he was going to City College. And I was about 15 and a half, I think. I didn't know what I wanted to do. An artist, I never, you know. My idea of an artist was a nice pansy kind of a guy. And I was too rough for that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'd been working on farms and all that. So anyway, my brother was, and I was working at the time, 15 and a half. And I didn't care for college or high school myself. As long as I graduated from public school, it's fine. But anyhow, I had some experience with that. So I said, well, I'll buy my brother. I saw a little set in the window, a little wood box set, you know, with those two camel hair paintbrushes and pictures to color.
Right.
And this was a long time ago, before they had the kind that they have now.
Yeah.
So I brought it to him, and he looked at it, and he said, I don't want this thing. I said, well, you don't want it, maybe I can try it. So I got started. So I started paint those little things. Then immediately I got interested. That's the way I got interested.
You did get interested.
Very much so, because then I started going to Metropolitan, which I know it was before, and I started copying Rembrandt paintings. And then at 16, I went to Cooper Union at night and worked in the daytime. I went to the art school they had in Cooper Union. They only had night art school. They didn't have it just for men.
Yeah.
There's no what they have today, you know?
Yeah.
So I went there till, for 3 years, and then till I got the life drawing class, and I got tired of drawing from cast. For 3 years, you draw from cast before they allow you to go into life drawing class. And just like everything else, just as soon as I graduated into the life drawing class, I said, to the hell with it. I'm going to quit my job and see if I can't paint full-time in the daytime. And so I went down to the education lines, which gave me a range from 9 in the morning till 8 or 10 at night if I wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't be there that long because I had to get a job, so I worked from 9, 10 in the morning till about 5, 6 in the afternoon, painting, you know, and drawing.
Yeah.
And I got a job at night. You know, I got a job at night at a soda fountain.
Which kept you alive.
Which kept me going enough, just enough. And I got my own studio. I had my studio at the time, I was 18, down on East Broadway.
Oh.
One of those old rat studios for $10 a month, but a nice skylight, and no heat, no hot water, you know, one of those old real attic skylights.
Yeah.
And for years I went there with, you know, the Sawyers and Chaim Gross and Adolf, I think Gottlieb came later. Peter Blum was there at the time. We were all working there.
Yeah.
And then that was about all the art training I had. I was at the Art Students League for a while. I gave that up quick.
Yeah. At Cooper Union, were there any teachers that were helpful? Sometimes they kick open a window, sometimes.
Well, no, not well. Starkweather, a man by the name of Starkweather. He's dead now, I think. Yeah. I don't really know the name.
Yeah.
And he was a nice pansy. I don't know if you want me to put this in or not. He was a nice man, and he had a Sunday painting class, which he got students from his class to come to a Sunday painting class, so also gave him a living. So I went there at night, and Starkweather, very strict about drawing the cast, you know, eyes and ear and a nose, and then you graduate to heads. And then the third year, graduate to the whole figure, Greek figures, or Michelangelo figures, and I'd done my stint on that in charcoal, And I got something from him. Sure, you always get something from someone, you know, no matter if he's good or bad. I mean, if he's a teacher, you get something.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get something, so I got it. So I used to go to a